Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Christian Women and Masturbation, What's Really Going On? Written by Caitlin McCaffrey. I wonder what the Bible really says about Christian women and masturbation. Molly, a Christian teenager with a secret struggle, took to Google to find answers. She prayed that her church youth group would address the topic of her hidden fight, masturbation. A missionary kid, she listened attentively when topics related to sexuality were mentioned in church, hoping for a clue to answer her question. That summer, the youth group announced they would be doing a four-part teaching on sexuality, including the topic of masturbation. Molly felt hopeful. I can finally get some answers. To her dismay, the youth group leader announced that the boys would be hearing the teaching on masturbation, but the girls would be sent to a separate room to learn about dealing with anxiety. Why? Well, Molly was told, girls just don't struggle with that problem. Her heart sank. Clouded by shame, Molly felt like she was the only Christian female struggling with the sin of masturbation. In my ministry at Harvest USA, masturbation is just one of the many sexual issues that impact women. You might be surprised to know that on Harvest USA's website analytics, masturbation is the most widely read topic within our menu of articles and resources year after year. In other words, people have questions about masturbation, and we see this reflected in our website. But Molly, she's now a pastor's wife, mom, and has completed her Master's of Art in Biblical Counseling at Faith Bible Seminary. I interviewed Molly about the topic of masturbation because it's the subject of her forthcoming book, You Are Not Alone, published through Shepherd's Press and Harvest USA. Molly hopes to use many opportunities to continue to write, teach, and speak on this seldom mentioned topic. Molly's research included interviews with Christian women with past and present struggles with masturbation. She interviewed a small sample, but her findings are consistent with what I've heard in my ministry experience. Here are some things seen in most of the responses Molly received. First, women began masturbating as children without any idea what it was, but most knew it had to be hidden. They did not tell their parents. Take note, parents. Be proactive in normalizing talks with your children about this topic. And for support and resources on this, check out the link in the show notes for free video courses for parents and an article about having this important discussion with your children. Secondly, Molly noticed that women often waited months or even years to share this struggle with anyone. Shame was a pervasive theme. Though they attended church regularly, these women had no idea what the Bible taught about masturbation. They experienced cycles of pride and shame around giving in to temptation and then having periods of abstinence from the behavior. One woman said, quote, I was neither fully known nor fully loved. I was too deep into my sin to stop, and I was too involved with my campus ministry to tell anyone I was struggling. I felt like people loved me because they did not know about this secret sin. And if they did know that about me, they would not love me. End quote. Lastly, Molly noticed that women also expressed a very narrow definition of pornography, which sometimes made their conviction about the ungodly content they were consuming to fuel masturbation quite murky. Things like sex scenes in R-rated movies, fan fiction and erotic literature did not count as pornography, and that led them to excuse those sinful pursuits more easily. They read information online suggesting that if you can masturbate without having lustful thoughts, then it's not sinful. And because there's no chapter and verse in the Bible saying thou shalt not masturbate, questions about what the Bible teaches are an important part of discipleship for young people. For a more detailed treatment of some of these really important questions, see the link in our show notes on the article Solo Sex and the Christian. Women, shame, and the gospel. So why do women struggle so deeply with shame around masturbation? I'm going to offer three reasons. Number one, silence. Many women have simply never heard anyone talk about masturbation as an issue that women face. They assume from the silence that they must be the only one struggling. Women ministry leaders, take note. This topic is a discipleship issue like many others. See to it that resisting masturbation is mentioned in your ministry context as a part of just a regular life submitted to Jesus. Women are struggling and they are asking these questions. Will you serve them by bringing up the conversation? Number two, it's a man's problem. Many women are taught that sexual sin, particularly things like porn and masturbation, are issues that guys deal with, but not women. This seems to be the most shame-inducing factor. But praise be to God that the dark corners of shame are where the gospel uniquely shines. I asked Molly, what would she say to a woman struggling with masturbation? And her answer? You're not alone, and God loves you. This is not an abnormal category of sin, but something that is common to all. Number three, there's just no teaching on God's design for sex. Many Christian women do not have any understanding of God's design for sex overall. In the absence of biblical teaching, some women ingest what they read in popular magazines and believe that masturbation is a form of self-care or an inconsequential private act. Or, having no big picture of why God designed sex, masturbation seems to be in its own extra abnormal category, furthering their shame. But what if you're a Christian woman who's struggling with masturbation? A few thoughts. You are not alone. You need to hear the gospel again and again, because the enemy seeks to take your sin and accuse you by making sin not just something that you've done, but who you are. Resist him. How? Walk in the light. Confess your sin to the Lord first. Read something like Psalm 32. Pray that the Lord could provide a trusted woman in your local church to whom you can confess. And if Harvest USA can help, reach out and make an appointment with our women's ministry. I'll leave you with these words. Pastor and author Sam Albury pointed out two lies that we're vulnerable to when we're caught in sexual sin. He says, quote, you are uniquely ruined by this, and you can never tell anyone. I think Molly said it well at the close of our interview. She said this, Jesus died for this. You're not weird. Confess and come into the light. Her life and story give beautiful testimony to God's redeeming grace to set sinners on a new path. God is faithful.